Hello, I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me today. I hope that you and your loved ones are doing well, and I hope you've been enjoying the final days of summer. As you know, the summer has been quite busy for our citizens in this county. The major single overarching issue that we face this season is the Maryland-Piedmont Reliability Project, or the MPRP. If you're unfamiliar with it, MPRP is a proposed 70-some-mile power transmission corridor slated to run across part of Baltimore County, across the entire width of Carroll County, and into Frederick County. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, and regional power operator Pennsylvania-New Jersey-Maryland Interconnection, known simply as PJM, decided it was necessary to supply data centers and to increase the energy supply to Frederick County in Northern Virginia, and so the company awarded with its construction, the Public Service Enterprise Group, otherwise known as PSEG, is prepared to preempt local control while threatening the use of eminent domain to fulfill their contract, with Maryland's Public Service Commission likely to enable them. Now, they claim that there is no alternative to do this except to run that transmission line across our county. Yet using only existing rights-of-way, major roadways, modern technologies such as upgrading infrastructure and cables, running lines underground, developing energy sources and data centers closer to each other or on-site, a number of other alternative options and alternative routes all seem to be conspicuously absent from a real discussion about the project, a discussion which itself has not yet actually happened. The data center, originally cited for demand, denies requesting or needing the additional energy. Questions have been raised about how energy demand was originally estimated and projected, and whether those estimates are accurate, and under what specific authority the project itself was approved to begin with. Carroll County's Department of Planning and Land Management has submitted a letter to PSEG advising them of the many negative impacts any of the 10 potential power line routes will have, threatening agriculturally preserved land, historic sites, public water supplies, and others. This letter, as well as others, and more information are available on the county's website. Now, after the pointless gatherings that PSEG held at the Senior Center in Westminster in July, the commissioners and the delegates decided to show respect for citizens by creating a public listening session, which occurred on August 22nd at the Ag Center. Perhaps as many as 1,000 citizens from Carroll County, along with friends from Frederick County and Baltimore County, gathered together to speak in opposition to the MPRP, to express their concerns, to share their stories and information, to network, and to further strengthen our position against the project. The entire video recording of the meeting is available on the county's YouTube channel if you're interested in seeing it, or if you were unable to attend that night. Now, we as commissioners learned a lot from our citizens that night. When you drive through Carroll County, it appears as a kind of patchwork quilt. Farm fields, wild meadows, woods, small towns, rural crossroads villages, but in each of those homes folded into the landscape, there's a story. A very personal story of someone who has made this place their home. Among the many reasons I'm glad that so many citizens attended the listening session is that we were able to listen to so many of them in such a short amount of time in a single place that would never have been possible otherwise. We were able to hear countless stories about lives and livelihoods, about the meaning of the land and the meaning of home. Their stories, your stories, matter. It's the very human cost of the project that the corporatists and bureaucrats never actually seem to care about, but the stories we heard during the listening session only strengthen our resolve. We are continuing to research what we can leverage against the MPRP, from legal recourse to alternative options, from the many negative impacts that such a power corridor will have on the county, to building alliances and seeking the support of other state and federal elected officials in this fight, and more. Now, I want to take a second just to thank Senator Reedy, Senator West, Delegate Rose, Delegate Tomlinson, Delegate Stanko, and Delegate Boucher for not only attending, but for being a part of this county-wide team opposed to MPRP. You know, it's not every county in this state where all elected leaders at this level are on the same page about something, but in this case, all of us are together in our opposition to MPRP. Now, I also want to thank every person who works for this county who on Thursday night, whether they were assisting citizens with information and answering questions, whether they were directing traffic, providing security, filming and recording, whatever the case might be, they helped make Thursday night possible, and we could not have done that without you, so thank you for that. Now, I also want to say thank you and express not only my gratitude, but my admiration for all of the citizens in particular who turned out to that meeting. I'm incredibly grateful for groups like Stop MPRP for all that they're doing to contribute to the campaign against the power lines, and for every citizen who is involved in this fight. Now, at some point in the very near future, PSEG is supposed to reveal a final proposed route from among the 10 that they've indicated with their online map. Now, it doesn't matter what route they choose. It doesn't matter if your property is no longer affected. The fight is against the power line, period. As I had said during the listening session that Thursday night, PSIG's map shows us 9 other future potential routes. We don't oppose one of them, we oppose all of them. One unopposed or unaltered line now means that others may follow in the coming years. You know, again, we are all in this together. We cannot do this without each other. We cannot do this without you. You are amazing. Thank you for being a part of this, and thank you for showing up. All of this, everything that we're doing, is for our county. It's for our home. So in the coming weeks, please do keep in touch with the commissioners, please do keep in touch with the delegation, and please do keep in touch with each other. And I pray that God blesses you in every single possible way. I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me today.